Sandra, you know, I'm so excited as the president of the Young Entrepreneurs Association to be sitting here with you today talking about this new podcast that we are starting together. A lot of persons in the entrepreneurial space are very excited about associations, joining associations, and getting into the spaces where entrepreneurs are being impacted. Now, I know you've recently started this group, RevUp. Can you just tell me a little bit more about what RevUp is all about?
Sure, Cordell. So RevUp is a virtual business incubator that started in November 2021. And it's a spin-off of First Angels JA, which is an angel investor network, the first in Jamaica that I helped co-found in 2014, 8 years ago. As an active angel investor, I've seen firsthand the issues that can arise when people have great ideas and want funding to get them going, but have very little idea what it takes to run a successful business. So this podcast series is really an effort working with an association like the YEA, which is great. I mean, young entrepreneurs is who we are targeting, to get the word out about what entrepreneurship is, how to navigate all the hurdles that founders will inevitably face, to talk to people who have gone on this journey and who have come out on the other side being very successful.
Yes, yes. And we're very excited to do it alongside you ourselves. At the Young Entrepreneurs Association, we really empower our entrepreneurs personally, professionally, and commercially. For me, as a president, when I see an entrepreneur, I think of the power of one. Every entrepreneur I look at as a seed for the economic growth and social transformation of Jamaica. And now we are getting ready to go into the Caribbean, like you said. I just want to know from you, Sandra, what are some of the persons, you know, you spoke about Caribbean-specific content that we are going to be exposed to through this podcast. What are some of the things that we can expect the persons, the personalities that we'll be hearing from?
Well, we're starting with the best, my friend, the Honorable Michael Leachin. When you think about Michael, and if you know his story, he's a poor boy from Port Antonio who went to Canada, and that's a story in of itself, and who, by dint of hard work and perseverance and a big vision, has become our own billionaire, right? Listed on the Forbes list of billionaires. And when we asked him, he readily agreed. I think it's going to be really interesting to hear from him, not just biographical information, but how he has overcome all the challenges that have come his way over the many years. And if you follow Michael, you will know he has many gems. He uses specific frameworks to guide the way he lives and the way he builds his businesses. And we're really, I think, going to benefit from sharing his experience and hearing from him firsthand.
You spoke about the framework that Mr. Leachin guides his life on. We're talking about in this podcast from startup to scale up. Is there anything specific that you can share with us as a leader of an angel investor network yourself, a framework, a guideline for entrepreneurs out there?
What I'll say, Cordell, is that we have a 5-month incubation program, many, many, many hours that our founders are going through. They have international mentors, they have local mentors, they've heard from experts in the field. There is so much to learn. And so this is a journey for entrepreneurs to learn. This podcast is an opportunity for startups and scale-ups to learn from the best and to encourage them along the way, because as you know, there are many pitfalls that founders face in growing their businesses. And we want to help walk with them on this journey to make it an easier process for them. I think one of the missing pieces here is the strength of advocacy organizations for young entrepreneurs. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to partner with the YEA. Because as the community grows, as there are more and more entrepreneurs led by young people, we need an organization like yours to advocate on our behalf. And you notice I'm including myself in that young entrepreneur.
I notice. And I just want to encourage all entrepreneurs to get connected and stay connected with the Young Entrepreneurs Association, where you can be empowered personally, professionally, and commercially to start up and scale up. And Sandra, as we are closing now, I just want you to share with us how persons can get connected to this podcast and to the Rev Up movement.
I would encourage everybody to follow both our organizations on the social media platforms. Both of us are on all the major platforms, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and YouTube. Follow us so that you can learn more about the podcast series. Subscribe to the podcast, and let's start this journey together.